Mike Palumbo is just back from a 3-day fishing trip. Docked at the Sandwich Marina, he and his crew are filling plastic crates with Jonah crab and lobsters.
Just unloading, getting them to market, get the boat put away and go home.
Palumbo is captain of a 72-foot lobster boat, but his main catch is crabs. From Sandwich, he goes out more than 100 miles to fish, hauling traps in an area called the Canyons. He's come back with around 23,000 Jonah crab and 2,000 lobsters in big saltwater holding tanks.
Good trip. Very productive. Lobsters picked up, crabs picked up.
Jonah crab are sturdy, hard-shelled creatures with black-tipped claws. They're about a pound apiece. You might not have heard of them, but Jonah crab are sustaining southern New England fishermen left stranded by the decline of lobsters. Tracy Pugh is a lobster biologist with the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries. She says there's been a drop in the lobster population south of the Cape, in part because the waters are warming.
What's happening is, especially the shallow portions of the inshore, are starting to exceed thermal thresholds where lobsters start to experience some physiological stress. There's sort of a suite of diseases that have popped up, so they're not feeling real good.
In addition to heat stress, the warming waters are also bringing predators like black sea bass and tautog.
So the southern New England lobsters are sort of experiencing the bad aspect of climate change because they're already on the southern extent of their range.
As lobsters declined, fishermen started filling their traps with a species that was once considered bycatch. In the last decade, Jonah crab landings have gone from about 4 million in 2007 to 12 million last year. Derek Perry, a crab biologist for the Division of Marine Fisheries, says that catching Jonah crab has become viable for fishermen.
The price has gone up considerably. In the mid-2000s, it was about 50 cents per pound. That's what the lobstermen would get for the crabs. Now it's about a dollar. And the landing's about tripled over the same time period, so it's really increased quite a bit.
Now it's the fifth largest fishery in the state. It's bigger than haddock and herring, and it brings in over $11 million a year to fishermen. Perry says the growing industry is trying to make sure that their catch is sustainable.
They basically saw what happened to lobsters in southern New England and didn't want that to happen to Jonah crabs. They wanted that to be a fishery that could stay in a long time.
In 2015, U.S. fishery regulators created their first ever management plan for Jonah crab. It doesn't include catch limits, but it puts some basic conservation measures in place, like restricting the size and sex of the crabs they can keep. About 90% of the Jonah crab fished in America land on the shores of Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Dennis Colbert and his brother own two boats that go for Jonah crab, including the one captained by Mike Palumbo. He says that making the shift from catching lobsters wasn't hard. He uses the same lobster boats and catches Jonah crab in the same traps. In some ways, it's made his life easier. Crabbing trips take just 3 days instead of the longer trips for lobsters.
You know, some of these offshore lobster boats will go for a week, 10 days. I like the shorter trips.
Colbert and his brother also own the Fisherman's View restaurant and market just across the Sandwich Marina, where they sell their catch. Switching to Jonah crab might have been obvious for fishermen, but hooking diners on a new food takes creativity. Scott Robertson is executive chef at Fisherman's View. Since Jonah crab are coming fresh off the boat, he puts them in everything.
We have crab cakes. I got a crab dip. I have a crab melt sandwich instead of a tuna melt sandwich. I have
crab sushi rolls, crab nachos, crab cocktail claws, crab ravioli.
Seriously, wicked good.
Robertson says Jonah crab beats blue crab for flavor.
The meat is super, super, super sweet. To me, blue crab is a little more neutral kind of flavor, and so you need to add a lot more stuff to it.
He hopes one day to see his Jonah crab cakes up there in the Cape Cod Classics, right next to fish and chips and lobster rolls.
I don't think it's a species that's going anywhere, from what I understand. There's a lot of these things crawling around.
That's what it looks like when you see them coming in by the boatful a couple times a week. But the fishery is just getting established. There hasn't been a stock assessment, so no one really knows how many there are or what their life cycle is. And we don't yet know how the Jonah crab will respond to climate change. For WCAI, I'm Ping Huang, Sandwich.